This is a continuation of The Monkey Who Wouldn't Kill by Henry Drummond. This recording is provided by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library and read by Rene Lacroix of Woodstock, Ontario, Canada. For more information or to volunteer, please visit us at ccel.org. The Monkey Who Wouldn't Kill, Chapter 4. For 3 days after the monkey had been hanged, it did not come near the shepherd or his house. A monkey has feelings. To be nearly hanged is bad enough, but to have a boa constrictor and a pump handle tied to your neck is more than any self-respecting animal would stand. So Tricky devoted himself exclusively to the sheep. For the space of 3 days, with the invaluable aid of the pump handle, Tricky shepherded that flock. Not a blade of grass was nibbled during this period. One prolonged stampede was kept up night and day. The lambs dropped with hunger. The old sheep tottered with fatigue. The whole flock was demoralized. In fact, when the reign of terror closed, there was not a pound of sound mutton left on the island. Why did not the shepherd interfere? Because, as we shall see, for these 3 days he had more urgent work to do. When the shepherd's wife went out to the pump that morning for water to make the porridge with, she found it a heap of ruins. She came back and broke the tidings to the shepherd, and said she believed it had been struck with lightning. The shepherd discreetly said nothing, but presently stole sullenly out to inspect the damage once more. It was worse than he thought. A pump must hold in both air and water. This pump was rent and split in a dozen places. There was no water either to drink or make the porridge with till the tube was mended. So all that day the shepherd was splicing and hammering and gluing and bandaging. All the next day he was doing the same. He got nothing to eat or drink. Nobody got anything to eat or drink. The poor children were kept alive on a single bowlful, which happened to be in the house, but this was now finished, and they were crying out from want. Positively, if this drought and famine had been kept up for a few days more, the island would certainly have been restored to its condition described on the chart, uninhabited. On the morning of the fourth day, the pump stood erect and wind and watertight once more. Only one thing was wanting. There was no handle. The only thing left was to try to catch Tricky, for there was nothing else on the island which would make a handle. But just then Tricky required no catching. At that moment he was sitting on the doorstep, contemplating the group round the pump. Everybody being out, he had seized the opportunity to have a good breakfast, consisting of every particle of meal in the barrel, and was now enjoying a period of repose before recommencing hostilities. The shepherd made a rush at him, but, alas, what he wanted was no longer there. A piece of frayed rope dangled on its neck, but the pump handle was gone. It took 2 days more to find it. Every inch of the island was patiently examined. Even the child next the baby had to join in the search. Night and day they were all at it, and at last it was found by the shepherd's wife, stuck in a rabbit hole. All this time no one had leisure to kill Tricky. But on the seventh day the shepherd rose with murder written on his brow. The monkey would not shoot, and he would not hang. It remained to try what drowning would do. So he tied a large stone round the monkey's neck and led him forth to the edge of the great sea-cliff. 100 feet below, the sea lay like a mirror, and the shepherd, as he looked over for a deep place, saw the great fronds of the seaweeds and the jellyfish and the anemones lying motionless in the crystal waters. Then he took the monkey and the stone in his great hands, examined the knots hastily, and with one sudden swing heaved them over the cliff. The shepherd would much rather at this point have retired from the scene, but he dared not. He could not trust that monkey. An actual certificate of death was due to himself and to his family. So he peered over the cliff and saw the splash in the sea, and watched the ripples clearing off till the sea bottom stood out again with every shell distinct. And there, sure enough, was Tricky, down among the starfish, safely moored to his gravestone, and the yard of good rope holding like a chain cable. The shepherd rose for the first time since that monkey set foot upon the island and breathed freely. Then he slowly went back to the house and told the tale of the end of Tricky. It was not till midnight that Tricky came back. Of course you knew Tricky would come back. You know, the rope would slip over the stone or break or be eaten through by a great fish or something, and though none of these things happened, it is certainly true that that night at midnight, Tricky did turn up. Perhaps I should say turn down, for he came in, as usual, by the chimney. But the exact way in which this singular creature escaped from its watery grave must be reserved for another chapter. End of chapter 4.